This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not be traveling to Ukraine so he can focus on the situation in Iraq. In a statement Wednesday, State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega said Pompeo had postponed his trip to Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Cyprus because he was needed in Washington to monitor the ongoing developments in Iraq. Will Ruger is Vice President for Research and Policy at the conservative Charles Koch Institute.
So it may simply be that they need to consult with the president or other officials in person. It may be that they're trying to signal the gravity of this to the administration, and we should never underrate the kind of signaling aspects of moves.
Pompeo was scheduled to be the most senior U.S. official to visit Ukraine since the 2019 scandal that led to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. The secretary did speak Wednesday with Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi as Iranian-backed paramilitary groups protesting U.S. airstrikes in Iraq withdrew from the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has more.
The Iran-backed paramilitary groups tied to violent protests laying siege to the U.S. embassy in Baghdad have now convinced their supporters to withdraw after the U.S. deployed hundreds of additional troops from a unit created as a response to the 2012 Libya consulate disaster. Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores.
That's Matthew LaRotunda reporting from Reuters. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australian officials have given thousands of tourists less than 2 days to evacuate from coastal areas of Australia as the country prepares for searing heat that is expected to aggravate deadly bushfires. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service on Thursday morning declared a tourist leave zone. It stretches about 200 kilometers from Batemans Bay along the southeast coast to neighboring Victoria State, where people are also being urged to evacuate fire-threatened areas. Sydney Mayor Clover Moore said Wednesday the fires are a wake-up call.
I think the wake-up call for us as we go into start 2020 is it's been horrific the last few months, and we know there's more to come as early as Saturday.
Authorities are warning visitors to leave when temperatures are expected to climb above 40 degrees Celsius on Saturday. The heat, coupled with gusty winds, is expected to create dangerous conditions that officials say could be as bad as any so far. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern after North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un threatened to resume long-range missile and nuclear tests. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
From the Christmas gift that hasn't happened, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned of unspecified shocking action. That's after expressing deep frustration over stalled nuclear talks. He also said that his country will soon reveal a new strategic weapon to the world as it bolsters its nuclear deterrent in the face of what he called gangster-like U.S. pressure. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, appearing on Fox News Channel's special report Tuesday, says he's still focusing on diplomacy.
We're hopeful that Chairman Kim will make the right decision. He'll choose peace and prosperity over conflict and war.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
The man who was the driving force behind the NBA's rise to becoming a global sports power, former Commissioner David Stern, has died. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
David Stern became the NBA's fourth commissioner in 1984. He took over a struggling league and during his 30 years as commissioner, turned it into a $5 billion industry, possibly second only to soccer and global popularity. In February of 2013, a year before his retirement, Stern said getting the NBA online was one of the keys to that success.
We see digital just on a global basis to be a driver of our international growth in an incredible way.
The 77-year-old died New Year's Day with his family at his side. He never recovered from emergency surgery following a brain hemorrhage on December 12th. I'm Tim McGuire.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.